Most people don't realize how much their personal information is being bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions, pulling details about you from public records and the internet, and then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell just credit monitoring or just a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/remove. Protect yourself now at aura.com/remove.
Timeline shifts. Oh, how I see many people loving this concept. People saying I shifted timelines. My old self feels so far away. Reality feels different now. And while some interpret this literally, and yeah, makes sense, I also think that there's something emotionally true underneath it, because humans are constantly becoming new versions of themselves. Healing changes you, burnout changes you, grief changes you, success changes you. And sometimes transformation happens so deeply that your old identity genuinely feels foreign, to the point where you are living a new life, aka you have shifted timelines, because there's a whole new aura and experience and feeling and identity that maybe you actually do embody and have become. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. I've been doing a lot of episodes on the nervous system, and tune in Monday for a part three. With that said, your inner world matters deeply. Sometimes the most healing thing we can do is slow down enough to actually listen to ourselves again. Now, let's enter the portal. Lately, the internet has been obsessed with synchronicities and deja vu, repeating numbers, timeline shifts, vivid dreams, strange intuition spikes, and this collective feeling that reality itself feels a little different lately. And honestly, I get why, because whether you view these experiences spiritually or psychologically, symbolically, or maybe somewhere in between, they feel meaningful. They really do feel like they hold a lot of meaning and purpose and value. And you think about someone and they text you, or you keep hearing the same message everywhere. You walk into a moment and you swear you've already lived this before, this moment before. And I think what's interesting is not just the experiences themselves, but how many people seem to be craving meaning right now. Meaning beyond doom scrolling, beyond productivity culture, beyond constant noise and stimulation. So today I want to explore the spiritual meaning behind deja vu and synchronicities and timeline shifts. Deja vu, though, is one of the weirdest human experiences. Because when it happens, it feels real. For a second, your brain goes, wait. I have been here before. I've seen this before. I heard this before. The conversation feels familiar. The lighting feels familiar. The energy feels familiar. Scientifically, deja vu is often explained as a memory processing glitch, your brain briefly misfiring familiarity signals. Okay, well, spiritually, people have interpreted it in fascinating ways. Soul memory, parallel timelines, moments of alignment, intuition becoming conscious. And honestly, maybe the exact explanation matters less than what the experience creates, because deja vu interrupts autopilot and it makes you suddenly become more present, almost like life tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, 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 pay attention. And I've noticed people often experience deja vu during big transitions, healing, moves, breakups, identity shifts, moments where your inner world is changing quickly. So maybe deja vu isn't always about predicting anything. Maybe sometimes it's simply about arriving more fully in the present. Now, let's talk synchronicities, because this is one of those experiences humans have always been fascinated by, right? I mean, repeating numbers, for example. Ooh, I get so excited to see those. Or meeting the exact person at the right time. Thinking about something and suddenly seeing it everywhere. Psychologist Carl Jung described synchronicities as meaningful coincidences. Not necessarily supernatural proof, just moments that feel emotionally significant. And I actually think synchronicities often become louder when we're emotionally awake or just open to them. I mean, during healing, grief, creativity, heartbreak, transformation, because we're paying closer attention. But I also think synchronicities can become mirrors, showing us what we long for, what we're focused on, what we want reassurance about. And I think the healthiest spiritual approach is balance. Because not every repeating number is destiny, and not every person is your twin flame. Not every inconvenience is bad energy. Sometimes a synchronicity is simply an invitation to pause and to reflect and to reconnect with yourself. And honestly, I think people love synchronicities because they make life feel a little less lonely, like the universe winking at you for a second. And maybe that feeling alone has value. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it feels like such a gentle reminder that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Life really is a journey. Some days feel expansive and light, and other days can feel heavy and uncertain. And I think sometimes when something is weighing on us, it's easy to believe we're supposed to figure it all out on our own. But the truth is that no one has all the answers. Having someone with you, someone who can listen and understand and support you without judgment, can make such a difference. If you've been feeling overwhelmed or stuck or anxious or just a little off lately, this could be a really beautiful time to check in with yourself and to ask, where am I right now? And what kind of support might actually help me feel more grounded? BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who follow a strict code of conduct, and they make the process of getting started really simple. You fill out a short questionnaire so they can match you with someone who aligns with your needs, and if it's not the right fit, you can switch at any time. With over 30,000 therapists and millions of people served, it's a space designed to help you feel supported on your path. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. Okay. All right. Timeline shifts. Oh, how I see many people loving this concept. People saying, I shifted timelines. My old self feels so far away. Reality feels different now. And while some interpret this literally, and yeah, makes sense, I also think that there's something emotionally true underneath it, because humans are constantly becoming new versions of themselves. Healing changes you, burnout changes you, grief changes you, success changes you. And sometimes transformation happens so deeply that your old identity genuinely feels foreign, to the point where you are living a new life, aka you have shifted timelines, because there's a whole new aura and experience and feeling and identity that maybe you actually do embody and have become. I mean, it might be because your habits change, your relationship shifts, your priorities evolve. And honestly, that can feel like entering another reality, because perception shapes reality more than we realize. And I also think the modern world amplified this massively. I mean, life has changed fast lately. Technology, AI, dating culture, attention span, social media, yada yada. People are overstimulated constantly. So maybe timeline shift is sometimes spiritual language for emotional disorientation. A symbolic way of saying, hey, something has changed inside me and the world feels different because of it. One thing I've noticed is that people often feel way more intuitive during life transitions, after heartbreak, during healing, while traveling, during burnout, during reinvention, because transformation interrupts autopilot. And when autopilot breaks, you start noticing more your emotions and your dreams, your body, your instincts. Humans naturally search for meaning during uncertainty. That's why throughout history, people have turned toward spirituality and rituals and astrology, prayer, tarot, and symbolism. Not because humans are weak, but because humans are meaning-making creatures. But intuition is usually quieter than people expect, and it's often subtle. It's a pull, a knowing, a tension, a quiet clarity, which is why overstimulation makes intuition harder to hear. Constant noise disconnects us from ourselves. Sometimes what people need most isn't another answer. It's less noise. I think one of the healthiest spiritual skills we can develop is learning how to live with mystery without becoming consumed by certainty. Because honestly, not everything needs a rigid explanation. Sometimes a synchronicity can simply feel meaningful, and that's it. Sometimes deja vu just can make you more present. Sometimes mystery can make life feel magical. But spirituality loses balance when everything becomes an obsessive sign, which I have been there before. Every relationship becomes karmic, every number becomes prophecy, every hard emotion becomes bad energy. Because spirituality without grounding can become fear very, very quickly. And I think true spirituality should make us feel more connected to reality, not less, more present, more compassionate, more self-aware, not emotionally detached from being human. Because maybe part of life's magic is not needing to solve every mystery. Maybe part of being human is simply remaining open enough to experience wonder. So whether you view synchronicities, deja vu, intuition, and timeline shifts spiritually, psychologically, or somewhere in between, I think they reveal something deeply human. Our desire for meaning, our desire for connection, our desire to feel awake inside our lives again. And maybe the balance isn't becoming cynical, but staying open while staying grounded, paying attention, trusting yourself, remaining curious without outsourcing your power because if nothing else, these moments remind us to wake up a little more fully inside our lives. And honestly, I think there's something so beautiful about that. Anyway, hope this episode resonated or got you thinking in some way. Feel free to connect with me on Instagram or Substack. My username is @RaquelMantra. That's RaquelMantra. Tune in Monday for another Magic Monday episode on the nervous system to round out this Mental Health Awareness Month. And with all that said, thank you for listening and thank you for your magic.
Most people don't realize how much their personal information is being bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions, pulling details about you from public records and the internet, and then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell just credit monitoring or just a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/remove. Protect yourself now at aura.com/remove.